Good morning. We are talking with Chad Abram, Prairie du Chien City Administrator, after the very first council meeting of 2025.
I know.
It's kind of crazy.
It's been a long time since I've been here.
I know.
The last meeting in 2024, there wasn't really anything on it. And it was that time of year where people are off, people are on vacation,
yes.
Christmasing and everything else. So I'm like, well, I guess, Lori, we'll have to wait till
we'll
January
just start
25.
Over in 25.
Right.
Yeah. And this wasn't a very long meeting either.
It was not.
But I know there was a couple things from the plan commission that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so the plan commission actually met the night prior on Monday night. So Tuesday that came forward to the common council. The one was a land swap between DeBrad and Aztec. And that's, if people don't know where DeBrad and Aztec is, that's out on County K.
Mm-hmm.
And the land they're swapping is more towards the rail, like next to the rail line. So I think it's basically a land swap for one person to create a little bit more rail space,
okay.
Rail cars.
Okay.
Okay. The second one was the certified survey map. And this is, these are things that we're doing to expedite the closing and the build of the new pizza ranch.
Yes.
So this was a certified survey map for the new pizza ranch that's coming to Prairie Bluffs Courts right next to Mississippi Meats. I saw something on Facebook that, is this really, really happening? Yes, public, this is happening. I'm telling you now, Pizza Ranch is coming.
What a great news for 2025.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we're looking to close with them hopefully by the end of this month, Lori. And then it's about a 10-month build process. For the Pizza Ranch. And
so fingers crossed we could have Pizza Ranch in Prairie du Chien in 2025.
100%.
It could be close. But,
could be real close.
But we could have it.
Yeah, and they brought some design specs to the plan commission as well. They approved the design specs. It looks like a
Pizza Ranch.
Looks like a Pizza Ranch. It's going to have the biggest fun zone in Wisconsin currently.
Well, the biggest fun zone in Wisconsin is Prairie du Chien in general.
Right?
So it makes sense.
Exactly.
And I know you wanted to talk about some of your city administrators' report.
Yeah, just a few things. I wanted to thank Hoffman Hall, Morgan Curry and Mike Wallace for having another kids' night out. They said it was the busiest they've ever had it. They had $300 in sales in their concession stand. So there's a lot of kiddos running around doing some great activities. They also did a great job for the Carp Fest or the Carp Drop that they do down there at Hoffman Hall, put in some extra hours during the holidays when a lot of people are off. So kudos to them. Just to let you know that the street department's out cutting branches right now. Basically what they're doing, if they're overhanging too far into the highway, the roadway, they trim them because that otherwise they could hit the plows, trucks, and could damage them. And then finally, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to our fire department. There was a fire on this past Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers were playing to the Bears
when
this fire occurred. And we had every single fireman respond to that call.
That's pretty cool.
Doesn't happen very often. It's a cold day. It's a Packers Sunday. Every single fireman was there. I went there myself personally to view what was going on because I was notified. And what I saw was a well-oiled working machine with that fire department. Granted, it is a tragedy, and we feel the worst case for that family. But because of the response of this department, the training and the professionalism, they're able to eliminate that fire and put it out with a short period of time. So once again, I can't thank our Prairie du Chien volunteer fire department for that 100% response to that fire.
That's awesome. And it looks like the next common council meeting will be on January 21st.
January 21st.
All right. So we will see you after that, talking with Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram, recapping the common council meeting on Tuesday, January 7th.